Well, Slaven, let's talk about the couple of guys you've brought in, first of all. Callum Robinson, what do you like about him?
I like quality. I like determination. I like the pace. I like the team play. I like the intensity. And I like running behind. I like everything that he brings. He was I didn't know a lot of him before I came to the club, but then he was very, very high, maybe even number one on our list that the scouts make their job in a summer transfer window. And we wanted, he was at Preston, as you know, and we really wanted to take him, but he opted for a Premier League move, which is okay, of course. So when we were talking about these couple of positions, and you know that in October, November, you know, when we spent a little bit of time of thinking about January transfer, we know he was not an option because he was not an option. You thought he's there. But when it occurs, when they told me about the possibility maybe to loan him, I said, go straight away. We didn't have to check him. We only had to check his fit or whatever. And to be fair, we can't even talk about lack of games because he's been playing there. He wasn't a regular player. He didn't play all the games. He didn't play 90 minutes, but he was part of basically almost every game, and it was no brainer. Yeah, I'm really happy to have it.
And he can play either centrally or one of the three positions behind the main striker, can't he?
He can play left, he can play right, he can play in pair as a striker. So he's very versatile, and we're going to see him there on these positions, of course.
Kamil Grzycki as well, what is it that you see in him that will benefit this team, do you think?
Well, I know Grzycki for a long time now, even when he was playing in France, in Turkey. So I'm talking about 2012, 13, 14, whatever, even before he came to England, to Hull. He's a proven player, you know. He's international, he plays for Poland, and Poland's got a really good national team. He knows the league, he's proven in the Premier League, so he was always there as well. But the question was that he wasn't available. So, you know, we also wanted to bring the players who will not need time to gel into the team, to gel into the league, to any league, not to mention Championship. Sometimes the players need time, and we don't have a pre-season here. So we wanted to get the players who have quality, who's got match fitness, on the positions that we really wanted, to be happy with their quality and to know the league. And that's what we got. And to be fair, in the beginning, it looked like it's very difficult to get them. In January, we are talking about January, and we got two of them. And that's a big bonus for us. Talking about that, I'm always saying, like, this was not a panic buy, because you two also know, when we spoke a little bit about addition to the squad in October or in November, we were talking always about a couple of players in these positions, because we were lacking numbers, we were lacking bodies, but we were lacking also the quality there when it matters. And what I'm saying is that these couple of players a bonus, a good addition, but I have immense belief in the squad that so far made a great job, apart from last few weeks. And it's them, it's these guys going to help, of course, they're going to add, but these guys are the ones that is the core of the team, the guys who are here since the start of the season.
And there's a few hours to go before the window closes. Are you still hoping to add additional players?
Ideally, there is one position that occurred now with the situation of Nathan Ferguson, but we'll see. It's extremely difficult, you know. We're not panicking, but if something happens, it may happen. But it ain't going to be anything spectacular, you know, so we'll see.
Nathan, you mentioned there, it looks like he's going to Crystal Palace. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, look, as a club, as a manager, as a head coach, as the club, we done. I know that we done everything to keep him. But we also, when there was a possibility for him to sign for Palace, but to stay here till the end of the season, we wanted that as well. But obviously, they didn't want. So we are without him. He's leaving. It's a bit strange for me. It was a bit of shock to me that there is an issue with the medical, because last game against Cardiff, he was absolutely fit to play. He trained before. He could even maybe he was a question mark. Could he play against Stoke? But we didn't want to risk. And then I had a couple of talks with him before Cardiff in hotel. But it was more, is he mentally fit? Then this was never a question. And as far as I know, he finished the game without any problems. So it's a big surprise for me also. But that's it, you know. I want to talk about the game tomorrow. I'm going to talk about the players who are playing for us and who wants to play for us.